In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the first Sunday after the Epiphany, the Church observes the baptism of our Lord. When Christ appeared at the Jordan River and was baptized there, the three persons of the Trinity made themselves known. The Holy Spirit descended upon Christ as a dove, and the Father announced his good pleasure with his beloved Son. Our Lord himself commanded baptism, and it was into the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we were baptized. As sinful human beings, we need what God graciously gives us in baptism. We need the forgiveness of sins, freedom from death and the devil. We need eternal salvation. Whose forgiveness is this? Whose freedom and salvation won? They are Christ's and ours, won for us and given to us through our baptism. Through the water and his word, God also gives us rebirth, new creation, a new life, and all this by God's grace. Well, baptism changes everything. And this is where Paul picks up in our readings from Romans chapter 6. Having received God's grace, having received his righteousness, shall we remain in sin so that grace may increase? By no means, Paul says. But if everything for our salvation depends on what Christ has done for us, does it matter then how we live? Well, the answer, it matters very much. We died to sin. How can we remain in it any longer? Well, Paul does not say that sin has died. It hasn't been abolished, but rather the sinner has died. Paul doesn't say that Christians are free from sinning, but that they are free from the power of sin. Don't you know that you've been baptized? Well, the problem is our old self, our old man, Paul tells us. It's always the same old man. You remember him, the old self, the old creature, the old body of sin with Adam for a head. The old man is not an alter ego. He's not a pigment of our imagination. He's not like Old Man Winter or Old Man River. This old man is all too real. He's trouble, and there's no avoiding him. The worst thing about him is not that he's chronologically challenged. He's got other issues. And by the way, the old man is not something that only your neighbor has a problem with. It's not your neighbor's old man problem that ought to trouble you. There's enough of the old man to go around. Well, the old man is the inheritance from Adam into which all of us were born, a corrupt and sinful nature. We know it best by what it brings: hate, spite, envy, lust, pride, greed, unbelief. Left unchecked, these would destroy us. The old man needed to be dealt with. Frankly, he needed to die. So what killed the old man? Well, baptism did, Paul says. Baptism slays the old man and resurrects the new man. When you descended into the waters of holy baptism, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you were buried with Christ. When you emerged from the waters of holy baptism in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you were raised with Christ. We have been united with him in his death and resurrection. And now we are all together new, different people in heart and spirit and mind and in all our powers. So what killed the old man? Well, faith did. Faith looks to Christ and what he has done. It has no use for what the old man can do. Still, as they say, the old man is drowned in baptism, but he's a pretty good swimmer. Each day he's back, spoiling for a fight. And this continues for as long as we live. As Luther says, the Christian life is nothing else than a daily baptism, begun once and continuing ever after. In contrition and repentance, we recall our own baptism, our renewal in Christ. And in faith, we resist and don't let the old man have his way. What killed the old man? It was the Word of God in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit that did him in. Through baptism, the old man himself was crucified with Christ. The whole body of sin, with Adam the head, was destroyed, washed away, drowned out. The old man was buried with Christ in baptism. The new man for the old man. The old man is dead. Long live the new man. Christ is the head of the new man body. Christ himself was raised from death. Will he rise and leave us in the grave? Will he rise and leave us dead? Well, baptism into Christ means baptism into his death. Not any old, ordinary death, but a death like his. Baptism into Christ means burial with Christ, not any old ordinary burial, but a burial like his from which people come back to life again. Baptism into Christ means that we will be raised with him, not any old ordinary resurrection, but a glorious resurrection like his. United with Christ, we walk with a newness of life. One thing to remember about the new man is that he's not the old man. Baptized people are people who have died. The old life that ended, that whole way of life, the life of sin in baptism, we died to all that. Baptized into Christ, we have his crucifixion, his death, his resurrection, his life, and living in Christ, there is no living in sin, because Christ has destroyed sin for us once and for all. So shall we remain in sin? Not at all. Christians have died to sin. We're freed from its dominion in our lives. Don't you know that you've been baptized? Count yourselves dead to sin, but living to God in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.